Hello, my friends. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 282, I Know Whom I Trust. Listen to these words. Let them settle in slowly, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Paul writes those words from a prison cell, not from a platform, not from a place of comfort or security, from chains, abandoned by many who once called him a friend. And still, hear this, still he writes, I am not ashamed. How does a man in that condition write without shame? Because shame only keeps its grip when your identity is tied to your circumstances. When your life is rooted in Christ, not in what people think of you, not in what you've lost, not in what hasn't worked out yet, shame simply has nothing left to hold on to. It loses its power. And then Paul says something I want you to carry with you all day. He doesn't say, I know what I believe. He says, I know whom I have believed. Feel the difference. Christian faith is not a system of ideas to agree with. It is a relationship with a person. The living Christ who actually died, who actually rose, and who is actually present with you right now, in whatever you are walking through today. Paul's conviction doesn't come from willpower or positive thinking. It comes from having met God on the Damascus Road and from learning through years of shipwrecks and beatings and prison cells that God's character does not change. The one who met Paul in that blinding light is the same one who meets you this morning, and he is able, fully, completely able, to guard everything you have placed in his hands. That word guard in the original Greek carries the image of a precious deposit locked away in the safest possible keeping. Think about what that means for you. Your salvation, your future, your deepest fears, the dreams you don't know how to carry. They are not resting on the steadiness of your hands. They are held in the hands of the one who never lets go of what he holds. Never. And there is one more thing. Paul speaks of that day. There is a day coming, the day of Christ's return, that gives weight and meaning to every single day before it. When the road feels long, when you are tired, when you cannot see where any of this is going, the certainty of that day reminds you, you are not wandering lost. You are moving through a story, and that story ends in glory. So, today, before breakfast, before the phone, before the noise of the day rushes in, do this one thing. Take a piece of paper and write down one thing, a worry that keeps coming back, a dream you don't know how to reach, a fear you've been carrying alone. Write it down and then say it out loud. Let your voice carry it, even if it shakes. Say this, I know whom I have believed. Guard this in your hands until that day. That is an act of faith. Simple, real and powerful. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.